The opinions and viewpoints expressed in this recording may not reflect those of its sponsors, Microsoft, its partners, or employees.
Welcome to show number 13. In this show, I hand control over to Alan Rogers. He's talking to Deb and Tom Schinder, both of whom are security experts. Recorded live at the MVP Summit 2007. We were on a bus at the time. Apologies for the noise. Okay, we're on the bus back down to downtown Seattle. We've got with us Deb Schindler and Dr. Tom Schindler and Alan Rogers.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a few topics. Let's get the guys to introduce themselves.
I'm Alan. I was talking to Tom a minute ago around where we felt that the imperative around security felt well, and whether it was a moral issue, a technical issue, or a business opportunity. And you can catch up now as we carry on, really.
Okay. Dr. Tom Schinder, I'm a server MVP. And what I'd like to talk about is increasing awareness of the Microsoft security portfolio, representing the depth and breadth of Microsoft security products, and how Microsoft, if it split off its security divisions and products, would really represent one of the largest security companies in the world.
Hey, Alan, how would you like to take that on board?
I mean, I don't have an issue with people making money from business. I mean, you know, any element of technology is a business, and I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with people making profit. I don't have an issue with people covering costs. I don't have an issue with people covering R&D. What I do have an issue with is people deliberately misleading people to sell technology they don't need, and deliberately then locking them into things like reciprocal recurring revenue opportunities that screw the consumer. And I'm really, really madly against it. And any kind of technology that falls in that area, I naturally distrust it, and I'm naturally against it.
Well, I think we're on the same page there. I mean, we're both about protecting the customer, increasing the security awareness of organizations, and whether Microsoft makes money or any other company makes money is, it's important to the companies, but the customers are paying for protection.
But profits drive R&D, and that's what this is about. You know, companies don't make a decent amount of profit, they don't invest it in R&D, therefore the security technology doesn't get any better. You know, it's important to make profit, but it's not, you know, it's wrong to make excessive profit, and it's wrong to make excessive profit by feeding on people's insecurity and their nervousness, and it's wrong to sell people technology that they think they want but they don't need. And it's important to take the moral high ground and say to the customer, you know, same as a child, you know, yes, you want sweets, but actually sweets are bad for you. You want carrots, because
right,
they're good for your teeth, and they'll help you, you know, they'll help you grow. And that's the right thing to do. And that's, you know, that's the crux of my argument. There's certain vendors in the market who will sell you sweets because that's what you ask for. They won't spend money and tell you that sweets are bad for you. And I'm really, really passionately against that.
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, and look at Microsoft. They've invested in a multiplicity of technologies, encrypting file system, IPsec tunnel mode, transport mode, BitLocker, variety of PBTP, L2TP over IPsec VPNs, certificate services, Radius services, NTFS file system.
The most exciting of which is obviously SSTP coming forward.
Okay, and SSTP looking forward, that's true. And this is just scratching the surface of Microsoft technologies, where they don't necessarily make any extra money for their investments in these security technologies. Okay.
But ultimately, I think one thing that's being missed here is that treating the customer right is good business and will lead to greater success in the long term. You can screw the customer and you can make a lot of money in the short term, but the customer's not going to stay with you.
And the thing is, you know, it's a business. You know, do you want to be remembered for the guy who made, you know, $10 million in a year and subsequently screwed his customers, or the guy who made $10 million over 5 years and did the right thing? I know where I want to be.
the opinions of...
Well, I think we're all on the same page here. Now, if we move the focus over to SSL VPN and secure remote access, okay, my position is that Microsoft made a good decision in acquiring Whale Technologies because Whale provides a variety of remote access technologies that allow users intuitive, easy to use remote access that is application centric and easy for users to use, that reduces the total cost of ownership for the organization, even though the upfront cost may seem prohibitive.
I mean, I'm not going to necessarily challenge that. The point I'm going to make is that as a point solution, that is a good idea. As a long-term strategy, I'm not sure that necessarily serves the technology needs to the solution in terms of the SSL VPN. If you want to make all applications work, you still need to install an ActiveX control or a Java client, which then makes the VPN work. Ironically, you're then going to necessarily decide to then upgrade that to an IPsec tunnel rather than SSL VPN, completely negating the argument of it being clientless and tunneling through firewalls because you're back on IPsec. Which, again, this isn't a Whale issue. This is a generic SSL VPN issue. And then, you know, the fact that then requires admin rights definitely doesn't make it clientless, even though SSL is the advert says it is clientless. And you've got to think that on the long-term radar, there's technologies like SSTP, which are truly clientless, because although they require Vista as a client on Service Pack 1, they are going to mean that it is completely clientless. So a user with no additional privileges can configure a tunnel, can set it up with no additional privileges, and because that's then set on ISA, you're going to have internal filtering and you'll be able to manage it properly. And because that's set on ISA and on Windows, you're going to be able to get the benefits of NAP, which is a non-client-centric method of then filtering the client. And I think that long-term, obviously we understand that's a long-term solution, which we're not going to see until 2008 necessarily, but that then makes me think we're going to bring to market a solution for 2007 from March till, you know, December, for example, say 9 months. Is that a strong business case to walk into a business and say, buy this as a 9-month sticking plaster?
Okay. Well, we agree on many points here regarding SSTP and the utility of SSTP, because when you look at the SSL VPN, what's the goal? To bypass the firewall no matter where you are, right? Okay. On the other hand, the market sees the SSL VPN as a portal solution where it's easy for users to use, and they're presented with a web page that says, you want to go to terminal services, you want to go to SharePoint, you want to go to Outlook Web Access, you want to use your full Outlook. And users understand this, and so the supposition is that there's a reduction in help desk services, and so even though it costs more upfront, you're going to make it back in a reduction of help desk services.
I mean,
however, in the long term, I think we agree that SSTP with integrated, you know, URL inspection, antivirus, anti-malware, positive and negative logic is the best solution in the long term.
But part of treating the customer right is giving the customers what they want. And some of the customers at least want SSL VPN, I think. And part of treating the customer right is giving them options. So, you know, this is not an either-or situation. You don't have to pick one. You can give them options. I think that's what we're trying to do.
I think my counter to that is the whole giving the customer sweeties because they ask for sweeties. You know, is he doing the right thing or is he giving them what they want? And I think, you know, security professionals, my background is all about doing the right thing, not giving people necessarily what they want. Users want to install britneypigs.exe. I've decided that's wrong because that's the moral high ground.
Well, it's difficult for businesses because, and as an IT professional, you want to do the right thing, but you still have to respect the wishes of the customers. And so while we want to go with the moral high ground, we have to find the delicate balance between what the customer wants and feels that they need and what's the best thing for the customer.
Sure, a benevolent dictatorship always is what looks best to the benevolent dictator, but that's not necessarily, you know, the best to the person who's being dictated to.
I mean, I think, yeah, we're broadly in violent agreement rather than disagreement here.
I'd like to just say thank you to Deb Schinder.
Thank you.
Dr. Tom Schinder.
Thanks a lot.
And Alan Rogers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
The music used in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. That's INCOMPETECH. This was a Craig Murphy.com production.